98 Rock, I'm Jackie Wald, and with me this afternoon, Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. How you doing?
I'm doing rather well. How are you, Jackie?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. You were here in Charleston just a couple weeks ago with Experience Hendrix. Now, we had a chance to get out there, and let me tell you, it was very, very different than the Megadeth performances, but how awesome and kick-ass was it? What do you think your favorite part about doing this tour and this show is?
Watching people's faces. It's been pretty interesting. But I don't know what to expect. I think I'm going to come out there and for the most part, people don't know what to expect. I love it. I think it's fun to kind of spice it up a little bit. And of course, you saw it. I sped the songs up a little bit and used a little bit of a metal approach to a little down picking and a lot of headbanging.
Absolutely. Now, with Megadeth getting ready to release the 35th anniversary collection, so much has changed since the formation of the band in 84. Can you tell me a little? Yeah, definitely. Can you tell me a little bit about the Warheads on Foreheads?
Almost 200 songs, there's going to be tracks on there that people wanted on there that aren't on there, but that's kind of, you know, just unfortunately the way the cookie crumbles, and there's 35 of what I think are our best cross-section of the band from the beginning till now. 35 years is a long time for a band to be together, and either you make the same song over and over again and you know, your fans are lemmings and they'll just buy anything, or you explore and you do music that changes from album to album, which I love. I think a lot about the Beatles, what they accomplished in that short period of time they were together, and it just blows my mind. So I always want to take chances and risks with my music.
Absolutely. And now you guys have also teamed up with Heavy Metal to create the graphic Megadeth novel, Death by Design. How did that idea even come about to do that?
Well, I wish I could take credit for that one. Trust me. I would in a heartbeat, but that's not that. That was an idea that was presented to us. Of course, I've always been a comic fan, and that goes back to being a little kid when I had a paper route and I would buy cigarettes and get Iron Man and Spider-Man comics and think I was the toughest kid in the neighborhood, but when this happened, it just made it all come together because the kid inside of me looking at my mascot come to life and then looking at how gloriously colored these images are. We've got the absolute best of the best with all of these illustrators, these pencilers, these colorers, these script writers. And all the people involved. There's a lot of people, and it happened so quickly, Jackson. It was mind blowing. People that when I met everybody at Heavy Metal, they were telling me how all these artists were, they were vying to get on this project. It was a really sought after project, and the owner of the company told me, he goes, when you know there's something that is really special. There's like a sideways bubbling in the industry. People know about it, but it's not superficial. It's not like, oh, hey, the new, and then people, whatever.
Right.
He's really super excited about this. And this is a whole new world for me. I don't know anything about the comic world. So to see these guys that fired up, it's thrilling.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to see it. And I know all of our listeners are as well. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, rock god, rock legend. Thank you so much for taking the time out this afternoon to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
Look forward to the next time. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.